Hello everybody. I haven't posted for quite some time because I haven't had anything of note to offer. But today, it's different. I don't have much of a relationship with France or even the French. I've come across French people before, mainly in rugby matches in Twickenham. And in restaurants. However, I've not got an affinity with the French or with the French people or with France. However, it's clear to every sane person that what happened in Paris last night was nothing short of an atrocity. And it's a chilling reminder of the changing face of evil. Now, evil is a simplistic term, but I think it does paint the picture that we want to see. And it makes it difficult for security services because these people are shifting tactics. They're moving from massive, dramatic 9/11 style operations to smaller groups, to creating hysteria through these, quotes, lone wolf situations. But that in itself is a bit of a misnomer, because a lone wolf is somebody who isn't affiliated to any organisation, whereas it seems by the statement from, well, Islamic State or ISIS or whoever they may claim to be, that they take responsibility for what happened. So when you've got 8 individuals, each armed with automatic weapons and explosives, who go into a city on a Saturday evening, Friday the 13th, for point of interest, and they target restaurants, bars, and concert venues, it makes survival a challenge. You can look at the culture, and you could argue to some degree that the French are very liberal. Their borders are a tiny bit lax, and also they don't have a surveillance culture. And whilst we complain about our surveillance culture, our CCTVs, I think knowing about these things as I do a tiny bit through associating with people in anti-terrorism, the CCTVs and the surveillance lend credence to our intelligence and give us the ability to see things, stop things before they occur. And this is the same with stop and search. I mean, stop and search has been kind of hijacked and it's been seen as something negative. However, stop and search has enabled us to change the course of certain situations. So, you know, whatever we think of Islam, whatever we think of the Muslim hegemony, clearly this isn't true Islam. Or is it? That is the question. Is Islam a religion of domination and conquering? Or is Islam a religion of peace? If we're to believe the propaganda from those who are vocal, we would assume that Islam is a religion of conquest. If you were to hear the silent, the more quiet majority, we would see Islam as a religion of peace. But whatever it is, religion has been hijacked in the cause, and the cause is a cause to do ill will, to cause fear and pain and suffering, a new caliphate, if you will. So it's difficult, I think. I travel to London a lot. I haven't in the last few weeks, but I have done very regularly. I've lived in London for years. I'm from London. But it's not going to stop me from travelling to London and walking in places like Oxford Street and Covent Garden and Leicester Square and Soho and places like that. And I'm sure the French people would have the same philosophy. But when you have individuals who can move quickly, who are clearly well-trained, unless you have top-notch intelligence and quick, really quick response, you're in trouble. With Qatar in London, with Qatar response down to, I mean, I say our, I mean, the it's not our, it's not me. The rate in which the emergency services armed officers respond is much quicker than it used to be. And maybe the French need to take some leaves out of our book regarding their response times, etc. But again, it's about, there's a really interesting thing. I was watching the listening to the radio, and people were walking around in Paris, laying wreaths, and yet they there was a very very odd situation where they walked past a gun shop with automatic weapons and knives on full view. So I'm not claiming there's a gun culture in the same way there is in the US, but clearly guns, because the borders are a bit more fluid, guns are easier to get across to France through Belgium than they are in certainly in the UK. I'm not saying we're perfect, because we're not, clearly. Our intelligence is fallible, our services are fallible, and we have not got it completely right, because I'm sure at some point we'll have another attack. But, my heart just goes out to these people who are just enjoying a Friday night, and then their lives have changed completely. Because there's not much you can do under automatic gunfire or explosives. When these men have no regard for their lives, they've got no regard for anyone else's, it's a terrible, despicable act of vile cowardice. But I can't see how it can be combated unless we close our borders. And this is going to affect the refugees and the immigrants, because, you know, we're going to see maybe that some of these guys have been coming into the country legally. They're not necessarily illegal immigrants. So this will affect immigration too, and add to the paranoia that's already entrenched. Tricky stuff. Have a nice day.